Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening to Detroit. It's your girl, Poetic Energy, coming to you live at 9 here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I am so glad tonight is another night of Thursday night open mic tonight, and I am so looking forward for the poets to come on through and, again, share their voices here on the show. And, you know, it's just been a great journey just having the show feature a lot of, you know, authors, poets, filmmakers, just different type of people have really graced the our platform, and we are forever grateful for that. But it's so rewarding to every Thursday night to just come in a place where people just love on one another and share in their voices. So I'm so looking forward to that this evening. I just want to say, you know, give a shout out to all the people that are in the chat room. You know, welcome. Thank you for hanging out with us. We so love you and appreciate you. DC, the voice of reason, he was our featured guest for yesterday, and he was just an awesome guest to have featured on the show, and so many people, a lot of positive feedback regarding that brother. So we look forward to a lot of things coming from him because he is definitely one to look out for. Guest 42873, welcome. We so appreciate you for tuning in this evening. MP123, thank you so much for hanging out with us this evening. Miss Poetry, it's me. Welcome, Bob. It's just such an honor to have you grace the show this evening. Shanice Marie, Stevie G, my co-host. I'm going to connect him in just a second here, but I just wanted to give just a warm welcome to everyone this evening. To let you know how much you are loved and appreciated. So with that being said, we're just going to go ahead and let me connect in my co-host. Well, what's going on, Mr. CVG? How you doing?
I'm just doing me, baby. I can't call it. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Hello, everyone in the chat room. How you doing, baby? How you been?
Well, I've been great. Can't complain because, you know, it wouldn't even help anyway. But I just thank God to be in the land we're living and hanging out with you guys once again.
Breathing is definitely an essential. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I thank God, too, for breathing.
All right, now. You know, we forget so many times to, you know, to just thank God for the little things. You know, because we take for granted that each and every day that we're not entitled to wake up every morning, you know. But, you know, just thank God for the land we're living. All right, we're going to just take the first caller on the air and call it from the 803 area code. You're currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Oh, this is Mr. Enlightenment from Charleston, South Carolina.
All right, Mr. Enlightenment, how are you this evening, dear sir?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm great. And what are you going to do for us this evening? I like your name, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I'm going to do a poem called Let There Be Light.
All right, I like that. I've heard that phrase before.
So, all right. Whenever I'm ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I remember when Mom used to call me home before the street lights came on. Now I feel at home on stage when the lights are on. Senior year undergrad is when the light came on. Time to illuminate. Write like I'm afraid of the dark. My pen is a light bulb, a match waiting for that spark. When I start to shine, I don't plan on flickering. My brain is a generator, ready to kick in like an NFL punter. Try to take my shine, I got enough radiance to go around. I'll even pass out like free samples. Like the first attempts of Neanderthals trying to create fire, you probably fizz out before you replicate me. When someone closes the gap, it's time to increase the voltage, become more ultraviolet. For every sunrise, there's a sunset, but not if I can help it. Prepare for my summer solstice. Let there be light.
All right.
All right. You know, I'm going to be able to do that on the streets and run up a river and teach a piece of this. But, you know, I'm going to get to this.
So, what do we do with breaking up? Poetic E.
Yeah.
You're breaking up, or is my phone one or the other?
Yeah, you're breaking up.
We can hear you, but you're breaking up bad.
No, still can't hear you.
Yep, you're breaking up, honey. You're breaking up bad. Hello?
I'm still on the line.
I know, but I'm not on the switchboard. Poetic E, we can't hear a word you're saying, honey, because you're just breaking up really terrible. I don't know if the rest of the chat room or the rest of the people online can hear you, but I can't.
You can't hear me? Can you see if anybody...
Now you're coming in.
Yeah, I can hear
okay.
You.
Now you're there. Okay. Now the sexy woman is back.
Thank you, Susie. Okay. All right. We apologize for that little mishap there. You know, I don't know. Maybe the little gremlins are coming out tonight. But anyway, Mr. Enlightenment, you know, very quickly, you know, tell us what, you know, inspires you to write poetry.
I'm pretty much inspired by every day, you know, different things that go on, you know, relationships, and I just kind of try to write about any and everything, you know, whatever is going on in the world or any topic, you know, I just try to continue to write and I try to be creative. Sometimes I just, you know, write poems based on something that somebody else is going through. So it's I try to write about a broad range of different topics.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for stopping in and sharing your voice with us here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Feel free to come back anytime. We so appreciate you. Why don't you give a shout out with your information so people can fellowship with you? We like to fellowship.
Okay. Well, I'm on Twitter at Kilowatt Poet.
Okay.
And I have a website, www.passthelight.com, and it's a D-A. It's like instead of T-H-E, it's PASSDALight.com.
All right. Again, so we so appreciate you, dear sir, for falling through here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. And we are just going to say thank you so much again. And we're just going to take the next caller. Thank you, my dear brother.
All right, thanks.
All righty. We are going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 808 area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller from the 808 area code, you're on the air.
808, that's Hawaii.
All right, well, we're going to take it. Is that really? We're going to take the next. We are going to take the next caller. Maybe they're having difficulties or something. But we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 832 area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, how you doing? This is Jesus.
Good evening. What's your name again?
Keith.
Welcome to the show. What are you going to do for us this evening?
Well, I have one call. How would you feel?
How would you feel? All right. Break it down for us.
Suffocating while breathing through an oxygen mask. My lungs being compressed from breathing the toxic toxins of life. Trying to catch a mere half breath, heading into a destitute state of depression from being repressed with a repulsive state of resentment that represents my life. So, how would you feel? How would you feel if everything that meant anything to you was lost in an instant? People couldn't deal with the mind they owned and they ended up taking your business. You try to take the pain away so your results are rolling the blunt, smoking that pack of shit just don't pan out. With your return results, you doing stupid little boy shit just trying to get that man out. So you wonder what that's about, taking the past route, desperate measures to get that cream, that cheddar, that clout. But wait, it's not for nonsense. It's out of destitution because the mother of your children left you right where you stand, alone to raise two girls when you had just learned to be a man. And you can no longer get one of those good jobs that require drug testing because you're already dirty from drugs seeping into your pores from pulling those rocks in your hand. So how would you feel? How would you feel going 35 years with pent-up aggression that you have to hold because to the family, you're the rock? How could you live if all your time was on their watch? All your words seemed to be paradox, even your father's time was on their clocks. How would you feel if accusation was your greatest nemesis and even with multiple witnesses, you still have to prove your innocence? Innocence was the looks in my baby's eyes when I had to blatantly lie to them and tell them that mommy would be back. Then how would you feel after that last statement you had to retract? Hearing the little fledged hearts crack. It has now been 3 years and we're good without the aforementioned, but trying to get our lives back on track. But how would you feel if sometimes you look at yourself as being child negligent? But if you don't work as hard as you do, you won't have food, lights, and above all, not a place of residence. So I'm hesitant. Watching the words that I choose to spew. Watching the things that I choose to do, because if they grow up mimicking that side of you, the only person that you could blame is you. So, how would you feel? That's that piece.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Let me clap it up for her first. My goodness, brother, you brought the pure fire with that piece. Stevie G.
I hear you.
Yes. I love it when poets just come from a very passionate place and just kind of, you know, deliver in such a way that it really impacts you and have you thinking about what you just said. You know, the relative question is how you feel. And just with the, you know, all the elements, you know, in that piece is just, you brought it out and you made us feel that piece. I know I did. I'll keep for myself. We so appreciate you, brother. Can you give the chat room and the global listeners a shout out and let us connect with you and fellowship with you so we can, take in more of your greatness?
Yes, ma'am. I have You can find me as Keese Williams on Facebook. That's Q-U-I-S-E Williams on Facebook. I have over 200 pieces in my notes section that you can check out. Have more in my mobile uploads as picture poetry. So, yeah, you can check me out there. Just befriend me and I'll accept.
All right. We so appreciate you. This is your first time on the show?
Now, I called a couple of times before, but, yeah, I'm beginning to enjoy myself.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming through and finally sharing your voice with us, because if you hadn't, we wouldn't have heard what we just heard. So you're always welcome. Thank you so much again, brother, for that phenomenal piece. That was, how do you pronounce that first name? Keese or?
That's Keese.
Keese. All right, I like that. I'm going to remember that name. I'm definitely going to remember that name, Keese. All right, his piece was How Do You Feel? Loving it. All right, brother, thank you again. And we're going to take the very next caller here. Good evening, 786. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is DC, the voice of reason. How you doing?
All right. Hello. Good evening, dear friend.
What's going on?
What's going on, y'all? I'm a real big fan of Keith, because I've heard him do that piece before, and he's a real good poet. I really respect his I really respect what he said. He's a real good one. He's one of my people that I really look forward to hearing. I'm feeling him. He's all right with me.
Yeah.
I was going to do a piece I haven't done in a while. And I was, while he was spitting his, I was doing it in my mind, because my rule of thumb, whenever I do a piece, I always kind of get it in my mind first to kind of figure out how it's going to come out. So I did it in my mind and I got through it, and I'm going to do this piece. It's called Echoes of Freedom. And it's a piece about, you know, living beyond your circumstances, and it's talking about the youth and stuff like that. So,
all right.
Hopefully it comes out like I'm praying that it does. I think it will. So just let me know when you're ready.
You ready? Go ahead, brother. It's yours.
Today is not your birthday, but it could be your last day breathing. 365 days multiplied by four seasons of grieving for reasons that love can no longer pay for. When time was all your child wanted but not needed, because they gave back to the kid that took their life and is still breathing, and now you have the nerve to feel cheated. Tithing time to your job when at home prayers are needed. Kids screaming, love for sale, mama, and your funds are depleted. 66 books of life made for you authenticated, and you won't even read it. So uncompromised beginnings plagues our kids' endings, leaving dreams deleted. Living in a world where hate is a disease that goes untreated, that's featured in the schools that raise our children, built on demonic foundations that don't resemble God's reflection. So our kids go unprotected, submerged in life lessons that are so hard to learn yet so easy to question. So our kids are left to redeem uncultivated debts in this parental recession, with vouchers of generational curses handed out abundantly that disrespectfully never broke the cycle, with kids becoming living authors to their own reality books with no titles, nominating God as their rival instead of their source of survival, bathing in pools of denials with burdens harnessed on the backs of trials, with domestic influences but generational themes, allowing your limitations to orchestrate your inspirations that paralyzes dreams, giving birth to failures from a breach delivery, compelling me to intercede on nominated knees, fueling this engine of integrity, becoming the epitome of God's light whenever I speak, creating echoes of hallelujah screams whenever I preach, becoming all 66 books whenever I teach, bathing in God's graces, bringing truth to phrases and stages of illumination. sins by starving your eyes wide shut realities and feeding your spiritual expectations. So, God, as you continue to listen to my spiritual salutations, I thank you in advance for your promises of yes and amen.
Ooh. All right, boy. Oof. Young man, you got it going on.
See, I can't even, you know, I just, woo!
The man got his teeth with his. I'm telling you, this man is bit on.
You know what? Stevie G.
Yes,
woo,
man.
You missed DC last night. He, you know, he had a really great interview. And, you know, there is something to be said about him more than just he's great, he's good. There is an anointing. I'm just going to just say it. There is some anointing on what you're doing. I mean, we didn't say that last night, but, you know, it's just any time that a person affects you in such a way that you do, there is definitely an anointing. You are just being set far, far apart. We always appreciate you. I don't want to try to say
Well, I want to thank you for the kind words. You know, it's a blessing to me every time I go on your show. But the one thing I wanted to say last night, I think what gives me this gift is that a lot of people, everybody has a purpose. And a lot of people fight against what their purpose is. It's almost like when you jump in water, if you fight the current, you're going to sink. But if you just relax and let God take over, you go rise to the top and you go float. So I just stopped fighting a long time ago. So basically, that's why it's so second nature and I'm so passionate about what I do. And it's so easy for me because I just stopped fighting.
Yes. Well, we certainly feel your passion. And I mean in the literal sense. You know, it's just like, when somebody speaks and you feel like you light up and you're just like a fire just under you, you know, you want to burn behind you and just, you know, as well, you know, it's really motivating. I so appreciate you.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what, I have so many motivations behind pieces, but that particular one, what struck a nerve for me to even write that in the first place was I did a post a while back. And, you know, I hate it when parents blame teachers and everybody else for their kids' behavior because the kids' rearing starts at the home. So, and it made me so mad in my flesh. And I said, you know, I got to write about this. And I wrote that piece. And as aggressive as the delivery is how angry I was with that foolishness that I heard. So that's why it comes out so hard in that piece. But, yeah.
Ooh, thank you, DC. We so appreciate you, like always. And I'm just going to, you know, I hate to let you go. I was having this DC on. you know, we just honor you and certainly appreciate you always supporting us and just sharing your voice here on our show. I feel like every time you come, you just deposit a positive energy, love. You know, and a lot of good things. So we appreciate you for that.
Well, you know what? Me as a poet, spoken word artist, I appreciate you guys too. You know, I'm like one of y'all biggest fans. I love y'all show. I love what you guys do. I love the people that come on and grace the mic on the show. And, you know, this is what I live for. This is my passion. And please keep doing what you guys do.
Thank you. Thank you. And we will.
All right.
All right. All right, Stevie G. Woo! How can you come behind DC?
I don't know. That's a hard thing too. You know what? You can't look at it like a competition. That's how.
You just have to.
Well, yeah, so I don't mean it in the competition sense.
No, I know that. Like, you know, you don't mean it, but I'm saying in general, you just can't look at it like a competition. You know, just like DC does his thing, and the man is very talented. Nobody can steal that from him. And, you know, if you don't hear as talented, you just do your thing. That's all. You know, it's open mic, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You got to, if you got to come behind DC, it ain't easy, but you still got to come behind DC.
I know that's right. So with that being said, you know, we got to keep tracks in rotation from, you know, so many other artists that sent in their tracks to the show. We don't always get to play them all the time, but we like to, you know, with us trying to do the things that we're doing with the, you know, the chart building, it's so important for us to keep that in, you know, so many of the artists in rotation. So we're going to select some one of the artists that have sent in tracks to the show, and then we'll come back with some more open mic on tonight. All right, we are going to go with Samara King and Beloved.
We are beloved, kindred, fusion of prose, verse, and lyrics. We are the reality that others dare to wrap their minds around. We are a froth unrestrained by rhythm, melody, or rhyme. Underline. Underscore, there will be no more and no less. Dare I confess, we are beloved, kindred, a motley, a mixture, carefully crafted, something that was never. So take these words and lift them. We are what you dare not. High priestess, chieftain, intertwined, divine, of one mind and one accord. We be the consequence of the highest. Love, shaking the heavens above. We pulsate, resonate, creating a new force. This magnetism isn't something you can support. He be my beloved. I can. I be his. Ah, beloved Kendrick.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You were just listening to Mr. Myra King with Beloved. That she was a former featured guest on our show, and she shared the track with us. And, you know, we just so appreciated in, her coming onto the show and sharing her voice with us as well. But that is one of you know, tracks that I love of hers. It's just really mellow and soft, and I kind of like laid-back kind of thing sometimes. So, you know, that was nice to just, you know, take in. With the music here. But we're going to keep the show going like always. CBG, you so quiet over there.
I'm typing something, as a matter of fact, to you.
Are you? Okay. All righty. Well, I'll hopefully get that in a second. All righty, but we're going to keep the show going here. We have... a track that was sent in by one of our former guests, featured guests on the show, Mr. Sirius. We had a lot of people call in and request to hear some of his music. He is just a really phenomenal brother. He's into producing. He's into producing, and he's an artist that's really traveling across the globe. And so, again, we like to keep doing their open mic sessions to keep you the poets and musicians and vocalists all in rotation, because that's what open mic is all about. It's not just for sharing poetry, but, we've had people come onto the show rapping, doing comedy, singing, it's just so many things that, encompasses the open mic night. So what we're going to do is just keep the show going, and we're going to play a track by Mr. Sirius, and it's called Yes, I Can, because after BC, this is kind of like a positive track, and one of the tracks that I've grown to like. So here it is with Sirius with Yes, I Can.
Try to get rid of you. Ooh, not cool. Consider you a foe. Go and tell. I do it well. Rip a bell. Sell the ship. Fully equipped to get there. No despair to share. Don't care. But fair weather friends. Mix and finish track. Bring it back to the essence. Let's keep them guessing.
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
I made it.
We made it.
Yes,
caught my attention, I listened, it was written, pay attention, got to give them your heart and soul, let them know the road, let's travel, baffle the haters, sooner or later they will favor you, cater to your every move, see through the glass shoes, fantasies, often seen, reality never seen, but in dreams, shifty, forgive me, Father, go farther, envision my mission, and they see, seeds I sow, grow, showing you what I've been through, only bruised, didn't remove, renewed faith, moving at a fast pace with grace, on track with my back to the wind, ascending to higher heights, living my life like T.I. See, I never gave up, I stayed up for the battle, saddled and all, standing tall.
Yes, I can. I made it,
yeah. Before you was famous, all these changes, that heinous, when they think it's beneath, so see you go, blowing the breeze, they defeated, deleted, you retreated, believing in clarity, time to breathe, leave the scene clean slate, escape, retract, ask almighty politely, to be your guiding light, your shining night, the time is right now, slow down, down to your lawns, be forewarned, the snake trauma, close his armor, and wolf skin, blending in with friends, fill your hand, kill your dreams, your life beam, your esteem, cleaning house with doubt. Be about,
you gotta be about.
You gotta be about,
you gotta be about.
You gotta be about,
you gotta be about.
Be about what you pronounce, baby.
Yes, I can. I made it.
Yeah.
I made it through the storm.
Yeah.
our global listeners, we so appreciate you. That was Mr. Furious with Yes, I Can. And, you know, I wanted to play that track because it just, you know, just has just a positive message behind it. You know, people, a lot of people are going through a lot of things in their lives, and they need something uplifting to let them know that they can make it through. Even when the storm comes, they can make it through. So I really wanted to play that track, especially after DC had just, you know, came on and just shook the mic. And I always feel like, you know, we just went to church, but, you know, I know he said he's not a preaching poet, but, you know, I don't know. But nonetheless, CBG, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Okay. It just seems like it's just a echo and a real silence in the room. But nonetheless, we're going to keep the show going.
You know what? You want me to get loud over here? DVG is in the house. See that?
I just want to make sure that you're still there.
No, I was listening to you. And watching my spokes to move.
All right.
I lost much stuff on my computer this week. My computer crashed, and I lost a lot of brand new poems that I wrote, a couple of new songs writing, because I didn't get a chance to back it up, and I just lost everything, man. So I'm kind of depressed about that, but hey, you know, what you going to do? You can't do nothing. Once it's done, it's done.
Right. Well, you're a creative soul, so I know you're gonna you know come back with that and be able to write even more wonderful pieces.
Yeah. Well, you know that what happens when you do that. You do something and you come back with something better. So I'm not gonna sweat it.
All right. Well, we just certainly, you know, I want to make a few quick announcements, if I will. We are going in a lot of different directions with the show. I'm trying to do a lot of different things with the show, a lot of things that we do have coming up, but I wanted to kind of remind the poets, and I know a lot of people are going to be listening to the archives, that we are in the midst of building a spoken word billboard chart. And I don't want to go into great detail about what that is, but, you know, we're working on that. And, you know, what it requires is for the artists to send in their tracks to the show, not just to play on the open mic, but we're actually moving forward towards building a chart. It's a tall dream, but it's in motion already, so there's no turning back. You know, I'm already mid-level, so ain't no turning back. So I just want to encourage all of the poets, because I've been getting a couple of messages on Facebook. We used to have the spoken word billboard chart. Well, we are going to come back in the morning time to the show.
Pick it up again.
I'm sorry, I'm looking up again.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
You're breaking up still. I mean, you seem like you got something important to say. I know you want people to hear it, so they ain't going to hear it when you're breaking up like that. No, you're still breaking up.
Oh, my goodness. What is it? Oh, my goodness.
It ain't storming or nothing up there, is it?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. We are on the storm watch, but I haven't taken a look at the tape of that because the show is still airing.
You can't hear you, babe.
Okay.
You're breaking up bad.
Okay. All right.
You're all right. I don't know. What'd you do?
Now you can hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay. Well, perhaps maybe I should just... okay. Well, I just wanted to let the poets know to send your tracks to poeticenergyradio@live.com, and we are continuously collecting those tracks. We have several tracks that have been sent in from various places. We have over 100 tracks just about have been sent in, and we want to encourage you to continue to send those in, and we will keep you posted on the Spoken Word Billboard charts. And where, you know, and where we are with that dream and that goal moving forward. We do have a great purpose for that, so we so look forward to, you know, making that all materialize and to something big and great. But with that being said, I'm going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 318 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G's. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller from the 318, you're on the air. Okay. Can you guys still hear me, Steve?
I can hear you, yeah. We can hear you now, but we can't hear whoever that is you're trying to get on the air.
Okay, we're going to take the next caller here. Caller from the 832 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller from 832, are you there?
Now he's
you
breaking.
Hear movement. I'm sorry?
He's breaking up now.
Okay. All righty. Well, we're just going to you know, come back to them later. And go fall down. And then we're going to play another track and then hopefully we'll get back to these two numbers and see if they can hear us properly. Well, I know what it is. We had too much anointing coming on the show, and now that the image.
Don't blame it on DC.
Well, I'm not blaming it on him because, you know, he can't help me because of the anointing.
DC done burn up the mic.
Can't nobody come
back. All that stuff I was just talking about a few minutes ago. DC done lit it up.
I think that's what it is. Well, I'm gonna play one of my little old tracks is Anto Into You. That I never completed, but nevertheless. I'll play that really quickly, and then hopefully I'll take a call at
8:32. Unwrap me. With the warmth of your deep brown eyes, melt me down until you discover the core inside. I have a thing for you, and I don't know what to do. Daily I have lucid thoughts of you, but then I become so consumed with the thoughts of being with you. My thoughts quickly become haunting mirages of you. Secretly loving you is driving me insane. I think I even hallucinate others calling out your name. In the sky view, I think so highly of you, I admire you, and you are a distinct man of humble power. I daydream of you hour after hour. I take a shower, I try to go to sleep, to adjust and take you off my mind. But in my dream world, the reels keep turning and everything features you. I have a thing for you, and I don't know what to do. Hesitantly, I try to escape being consumed by you. I try to take in the beauty of the earth, but then I look up and there I see the flow of your lyrics flowing in the cascades of the skies, and I am caught up in singing the blues. Infused by the chords of your music, I compose my own verses, borrowing lines from beautiful love ballads, creating a tornado of twisted love medleys. I am all over the place. I am constantly pacing the floor back and forth, racking my brain like crazy, because I am so into you. My heart is aching, longing to be with only you. In my theatrical dramatics, I keep asking myself what to do with this love wrapped up in secret bliss. Do I unwrap her and reveal her, or do I give her a kiss, bury her in her mummified clothes, allowing her to be silenced to her grave? It's tearing me apart that you don't know how I feel. I am so scared to reveal this love that I feel. I guess it has to do with the way I was taught that the man should initiate the chase. But my heart is in a race to meet you face to face and match up the seams of our interface. I know you are made for me, because each day I pray, I ask God for his guidance to lead me to the man that would be the other half of me, that makes me whole, that would love me unconditionally, protect me bravely, uplift me spiritually, hold me sensitively, and deal with me loyally and honorably. As I thumb through the pages of the dictionary, searching to define and get the authentic picture of such a man, I discovered there displayed was a picture of you. And everything about such a man is defined in you. I haggle with myself not to expose that my strongest desire loves you. The depths of my desire needs you. And the hopes of my desire want you, caressing and holding me so tight that there is no division or separation possible between us, not even to pass a sliver of light. I must have you as the love of my life. But I am left torn, hoping for you, because I'm just too scared to reveal how I feel for you, everything about you. Have me knowing that there is no other man made more for me than you. Each time I hear your beautiful rhyme and the serenade of your soulful tune, I am simply lifted. And my soul is levitated above the clear blue skies, because in the depths of the heavens, this is where God immortalized our eternal union as husband and wife. And I am sure that the one is you. I just got to muster up the nerve to open up my heart to you. I am so into you.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Thank you
that
so
piece.
Much. Thank you, CBG.
I really did. Yeah, I enjoyed that piece. You need to get some, like, background music up in there. I'm so into you. I really did enjoy that, though.
Thank you, CBG. I am going to take the next caller. That was one of the pieces that I did. It's, you know, unmixed or mastered, but it's entitled I Am So Into You. All righty, we are going to take the very next caller on the air. Call from the 916 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and CVG, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight. Call from the 916 area code. Are you there?
Oh, yeah. My name is Gerald, and I'd like to recite a poem that I wrote recently called The Death That Will Come.
All right. Is this the young man from Facebook?
Yeah.
How are you? Finally, you made it.
What'd you say?
I said you made it. Glad to have you on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome, Gerald.
Okay. Just let me know when you want me to start.
Do your thing, bro. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, my poem is called The Death That Will Come. Walking through the journey of life, there is no more warmth in the sun. 4 days become night at midday. I wake to a cold that burns like a forgotten heart. My path lies still, awaiting a tune called forever. A drum beats against my solitude, for I can only be teased by sight, as she is remembered for entering dark paths to perceive me and dwell within my chasm. My life has become the story of the woman that gives the gentle kiss, a warmth that touches the homeless child from the belly of his well. I call this love. I am blinded evenly across the surface of her name on this blessed day. This is the way I can challenge the death that will come, one morning at a time. For I have lived to awaken from an endless sleep. I open my eyes as I wake the reoccurring dream that says, I love you.
And that's your piece?
Yes.
All right.
We'd like to make sure that you're completely done, but we got to show you some love for that.
Yeah, I hear you. I was trying to get on a little earlier, but someone grabbed the phone and I had to wait till I got off.
All right, Gerald, we so appreciate you for sharing that piece. Were you saying something while the clapping feature was on? It sounded like you were saying something.
Oh, no, I was just saying that I was trying to call in earlier, but someone grabbed the phone and got on the phone, so I had to wait till they had to get off.
Oh, okay. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming through. We do welcome you to come through again. I know you share a lot of your pieces on my page a lot, so, I wanted to definitely hear you, vocalize your work, and we certainly enjoyed that.
Well,
so you
always, I wrote another one today, but I haven't like went over it. I can just if I could read it now.
Oh well, sure. Go ahead. We have time.
Okay. It's called The Lady of the Sea. I await the whispers that trouble the realm of me. Water flows down my many rivers. A lifetime is never enough to live in Bilba's seashell. Only then can one cross over the slender shores of Babylon. As sea escapes its bottom lip, soft aquifers erupt the right side of my thigh, for I am in love within her lagoon. Rest beckons my calling from broken waves as I call Erola to rule currents within my chest. For karma is just another word that is in a path, open space, extracted underground, in a lifetime of salty sea salt. This is my legacy within the crest of a lady of the sea. And that's it.
All right, let's show you some love. certainly appreciate you coming through and sharing two pieces. This is your first time on the show, so I do welcome you to come back anytime you like. On every Thursday night, we open up our doors and our airwaves to all the poets and spoken word artists out there, vocalists, rappers, anybody that chooses to show their talent, share their talent here on the show. So we again thank you so much for gracing our show this evening with two wonderful pieces.
All right, I appreciate it.
All righty.
All right, you all have a nice day.
All right,
you
good night, bro. Thanks for stopping.
Okay.
Through. Okay.
Oh, no problem.
That was all right. We are going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from 318 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Love Me Do.
How you doing, lady?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
It's good to hear from y'all, and I've been hearing a lot of nice poetry so far.
Yes. So what are you going to do for us tonight?
I have a piece titled, The World Will Dog You. When you decide to let God drive, you'll be riding in style in a tight whip down the avenue of your life that's true. The world will dog you and try to scratch your ride with the key of the enemy. It may appear that your ride looks rough, but your stuff is past the venues of luxury. You will not be popular. He will always be wanting to stop you. You got the good stuff riding on nice tire spokes that the world's dogness look at you while you are dead broke. They got money and still want your honey and class and want to have what you have. Stay where you stay. Play how you play, and we'll dog you the same way every day because he is down in a dump with the chumps and wants your lovely lumps rolling down the streets, particularly the avenue of living a life that's true. Lay back with the word of God as your money, and your life is fine. They can't intertwine because they have not tapped into the life divine. It's a dog-eat-dog world. They will try to mess up your ride. But that is why Jesus died, so they can't mess with you. The world did not like him either, so don't expect him to like you too.
Right, Nicole. Love Me Do.
Nicole.
Hey.
How do you spell Love Me Do?
LUVMIDEW.
Okay. Who spelled it right? We was fighting over that in the chat room last week. Because I spell it LUVMEDO. I think Michelle
spelled it. I just so love that name, Nicole. It's just, you don't ever lose that name. You get the domain for that.
Yeah, you need to patent that.
Okay.
Thank you, my sister, for coming through and sharing your voice with us. We so appreciate you. All right.
All right.
All right. All right. That was Miss Love Me Do.
Hey, Michelle, I got a little short one I'm going to read if you got a minute for me.
All right, CBG.
I read it before, but I like this poem, so I'm going to read it again. I can't read none of my new ones because I ain't got no computer. But it's called Depiction. What I see through my eyes doesn't always come out in what I write. My heart collaborated with my mind gives me different views and insights. I'm a storyteller. I can create a tall tale. I can turn a tramp into the most eloquent female. I can disfigure a thing of beauty with the blink of an eye. I could turn a room full of laughter into an ocean of tears and cry. Don't mind me, I'm just a little old writer. But with this tool, I could turn a rainy day into a blazing fire. I don't know where my gift of writing came from. It just came to me. And ever since, I've been writing repetitively. My depictions are indeed what my creativity may display. But your reading of my depiction may be interpreted in a totally different way. So my suggestion to you is not to feed off what I write, but open your mind to my depictions and expect new insight. And that's my piece.
All right, Stevie G. Co-host, y'all, Mr. Stevie G. All right. We are coming on that hour now. It's time for the Strong Island Central Sheet segment of the show. So we're just going to usher her right on in. Before we do that, we're just going to play a little music first and then, you know, give us all time to collect ourselves and then yes, we're getting ready for the poets to come on through and do what they do. All right, we're going to make it nice and soft for you guys.
Yeah. Put on something nice and slow and old.
You said slow and old?
Yeah. You know, old school music just gets to you. I don't know about most of the people, but that old school music, it hits you where you need to be hit at.
Yeah. Well, you're right. So, what should we do? I tell you what we'll do. We'll make it old school. Since you specially requested that.
Thank you.
How about some Isley Rose with Sensuality? We'll go with that.
All right.
It seems that time love will last. Your body's warm and sure to please, lady of love. Take all of me. Every day I dream of holding you close to me. Touching your lips with mine. No, oh,
hey, baby.
Tuning in on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. That was the Isley Brothers with Sensuality. And we are going to just usher Miss Strong Island herself into the switchboard here and let her do her thing tonight.
Hi, everybody.
Strong Island.
Hello, everybody. This is Strong Island. Welcome to Sensual Sheet, segment of Poetic Energy Radio. And I guess let's get it cracking. Let's not make it wait.
Right.
Hi, how are you, Miss Poetic E, Stevie G?
What's up,
man? I am so great. I've been so looking forward to your segment of the show because I know you're going to bring it hot tonight. I know some people falling through and just going to share some stuff with us tonight. So I am ready to get it off and popping.
All right, all right. Well, let's not keep them waiting. Let's take the next caller that's raising a hand. Caller June, you on the air with Strong Island, Stevie G, Poetic E.
Yo, yeah, what's up, niggas?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, nigga.
What you going to share with us?
Well, just a little bit of a problem.
You have a problem? I can understand
you. I don't like niggas.
Okay, is that going to be your poem?
Okay.
All righty. Miss Poetic E?
Yeah. What's that all about?
I don't have a clue, but we're going to keep it moving.
All right.
Don't like what?
Hey, I ain't even going to repeat what that brother said. Hope you have a nice day. All right, so we're going to get it cracking. I guess I'm going to start it off. Ooh, I think for that one, I think I need to start this off. The piece I'm getting ready to do is called Chocolate Man. And the piece goes like this. Can you hear me first?
Yes.
Okay. The piece goes like this. Chocolate man, you know who you be. Come now and drop me to my knees. No need to play hide and seek. We got it covered as I speak. I'm wrapping the chocolate with stars in my eyes because I finally will get my prize. Candy apple, you said to me, cherry flavored I must be. Mistaken for a lover of boy, but the truth may be, Chocolate Man is the only flavor that can make my legs shake, my heart race, my mind go into overdrive. Can you feel what I feel? Just the taste will make you brace for more of the explosions to come from my Chocolate Man with the big plan. And that is my piece.
All right, Miss Strong, I was Chocolate Man.
Thank you. thank you for that. So, ladies and gentlemen, how has y'all week been? I know mine has been a little stressful, but it's going to get better.
Yes, it always will.
Mm-hmm. Well, good with this is, you know, I'm always prepared and ready to do and go on. So, if I must, I must. Because I see my little hand is constantly raising as usual. Little Miss Eager Beaver that I am. And I would like to share another piece with everyone if they do not mind. The name of this piece actually is Lust. And it goes like this. Lusting after your chocolate cover, vanilla flavor, ding dong, exploding when climax is reached. Ooh, how sweet my lips spreading as I wait with anticipation of you coming over to straighten out this crick in my neck. You know what I'm saying. Bring it back to the front and dip it in this sweet caramel flavored with a hint of chocolate. Topped with nuts or is it vanilla? Whatever, you know what's to come. And over, straighten out this crick in my neck. Whatever you're doing, do it over and over again. Thanks, man. For now, I am done lusting after your chocolate-covered vanilla-flavored ding-dong. And that is my piece.
You said it right, strong Irish.
Switchboard is setting off alarms. I see. It sure is. Well, I said the good thing about you, Miss Poetic E, and Stevie G, y'all actually helped me grow from when I first started. You know, you got me comfortable enough whereas I was able to come on the radio and actually do any type of poetry, let alone erotic. And I have to say thank you both for that. I really appreciate the love that I get, the comfortability that I feel here, and the strength that I know is behind the both of you.
Oh, we love you, strong Alan. Thank you.
Oh.
You're making out my heart melt over here.
We love you too, strong Alan.
Right. But you know, this show is just a good stepping stone for people who's just starting out, who really don't know how to perform, such as myself, you know, to just get their feet wet and to try to have people see what they see. And like I said, it's a stepping stone. You know, I'm going to be taking my first step out in the real world, put my face to the words on Sunday of this week. Nervous ain't the word for what I am. It's easy for me to shoot on the radio. Difficult for in person.
We're going to definitely be with you in spirit, girl, for you to you really rock the mic. We know you're going to do your thing. And, you know that our spirits are going to be with you.
And I appreciate it 110% and then some. Because I'm sure enough going to have to bring it. I talk to a lot of poets, and they'll tell me that they write. They like to write, but they never spoke their work. Mm-hmm. And I just try to tell them, you know, I know where you feel because I've been there. I am there. You know, y'all hear me up there, but you just don't know. You don't understand that, hey, I'm scared right along with y'all.
Right,
but
absolutely.
Is my personality just telling me kick that door open and just go ahead through it? What could happen?
Right. That's the attitude you have to have. To just kick the door right open, just go for it.
Well, Miss Poetic E, I think it's time to soothe these people with some music. Just soothe down their little souls.
We got a lot on the switchboard here.
Okay. All right, well, let's see. Who shall we take now? Let's see. I'm not Miss Poetic E. I'm at a disadvantage right this second. I have no typing ability right now. Yeah, I have no typing ability right this second, so I'm not seeing what you see.
Okay, the gremlins are out tonight.
Oh, yeah, they're messing. They're definitely
right.
Messing.
We're going to check so you want...
Yeah, if you can call the next caller for me. Thank you.
All right, we have Mr. Tabuzi.
Hello.
Tabuzi. Tabuzuki, thank you so much for gracing the show.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
What are you going to share with us this evening?
Well, I've got a little piece that I've done myself, but I've got a backing track to it. Do you mind if I put that on as well?
Okay.
Cool, here we go.
Yo, motherfucking yo, nyan, nyan, yo, nyan, nyan, yo, motherfucking yo.
Let's rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born with acne for the thin chocolate rain. The school books say it can't be here again. Chocolate rain. grilling grit, you wonder where it went. Chocolate rain. Build a tent and say the well was dry. Chocolate rain. Zoom the camera out and see the light. Chocolate rain. Horse has to be falling yesterday. Chocolate rain. Only in the past is what they say. Chocolate rain. Raise your neighborhood insurance rates. Chocolate rain. Makes us happy living in a gay. Chocolate rain. Made me cross the street the other day. Chocolate rain. Made you turn your head the other way. Chocolate rain. History quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain. Using you to fall back down again. Chocolate rain. History quickly crashing through your veins.
Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm still here. This is Strong Island. I'm here. I don't know what happened to the poet.
I don't either.
Okay.
On that note, Ms. Poetic, we'll take the next caller.
All right. Next caller. Caller from the 605 area code. You're on the air.
Hello, caller from the 605 area code. You on the air, Strong Island, Poetic E, and CBG. Can you hear us?
Are you there?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll take the next caller on down the line.
Okay. Caller from the 202 area code.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Laurie the Soulful Poet. How y'all be?
Hi, Laurie.
Hi, hey, your voice. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
I love on the mic.
Oh, man.
I'm so glad to hear your voice, Laurie.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad to feel love. What up, Poetic E, Stevie G, and, of course, Miss Alfred. And, you know, I got a piece. It's not erotic because I didn't have time. I got off of work, but I wrote this. It's about love, though. Do y'all care to hear?
Yes, please do.
Oh, yes.
This is called My Deep Love for Her. I love this woman so much, more than life itself, even more than my own self. I love her so much that when we making love, I feel like I'm traveling to heaven in a joyful, smooth, wet highway. I love her so much that the world stands still, and she's the Cupid that makes every day Valentine's Day. I love her so much that I see God in rare form and the beauty of her presence. I love her so much that now I'm a student in her class of love, getting a valuable lesson. The love I have for her is so deep that every time she says, I love you, I would turn her into a tape deck and put it on repeat. I love her so deep that when she's not with me, I feel like a body part being sliced off like a knife. I love her so deep that I feel like I'd be belittling her when we marry by calling her my wife. I love her so deep because this woman stuck by me through thick and through thin. I love her so much because this woman loves me, just the good, the bad, and the shitty. She had my front, back, and side all the way down to the nitty-gritty. This is the type of woman that shares my dreams with me, lives, laughs with me, and shares her soul with me. So even if my eye wanders, I'm happy with the woman I'm with. So to settle for anything on a lesser level would be shame for me. I love her so deep that because she came to me with an open heart and didn't come like a scorned woman on some restrictions apply bullshit, she loved me for whom I am and whom I'm potentially destined to be, the man I want to be, God-fearing, hard-working, loving man and husband faithfully. I love her so deep because at times she gives me tough love without tearing me apart. And if I ever needed anything from a listening ear to a couple of dollars, she would give me her last shirt off her back and even the beats in her heart. I often wonder what my life would be like without her. I imagine it being like walking into a never-ending fog, trying to keep my vision from going blur. No one but you, boo. I cherish. I love you. This one's for you. So my love for her is never-ending and deep. And that's that piece.
All right, Lara.
Wanted to give a little different spin, and you know, this is a message to anybody, you know, if you happen, because it doesn't have to be a true story, but if you happen to, you know, be with someone and y'all have a special bond, keep it tight.
Yeah.
Life's too short, you know. And, you know, I got me in an erotic mood too, man. I wish I could remember some of my pieces, man. But I think of something for y'all to go up, man. You know what I mean?
It'll be all sorry to hear whatever you have.
You served us well with that piece, because I'm over here licking my lips like I taste that piece. Because it was just hit me in my heart. Beautiful.
Thank you. Well, anyone that wants to find me, I'm on Facebook, Larry Edwards, LARIE. And join the Larry fan page from there. And I'm also a singer. Well, I might come back. I might sing for y'all. I don't know. I think I'm going to do that. It's www.larrie.bandcamp. I can't put it in the chat room.com, but that's where you can hear my music. I'm also a singer as well. So, you know, I want to thank y'all for having me. And don't
come on, brother. Sing something for a brother. I want to hear you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Pull you out.
All right. I'll make you something short and sweet. This is Poetic Love from my album Poetic Love. I'll give you a verse. My night turns into day. My skies turn blue from gray. When it rains, you are my sunshine. Beaming star of mine. In fall, my flowers bloom. Turn my November into June. When it's cold, you keep me warm. My quiet in the storm. Oh, I found paradise. Like a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. Whoa, I give my all to you. I give my life, my love, and all to you, baby, and so much more. Yeah. There you go.
All right. Hi. A crooner for you.
I am over here standing some tears.
Bro, I ain't know you could do it like that.
Something, man. I couldn't get was so loud because I'm here. I'm at the train station, so I ain't want everybody looking at me. So I had to walk off to the spot. You know what I mean?
Ovation. That's all.
Tell them, look, Larry.
That's what's up.
Thank
I appreciate
you. Well, go out and cut that apple. Larry Apples, y'all. Woo! Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I might try to come back. I'm going to listen. I'm going to get this business handled so it won't be no noise. But look, I want to thank y'all. I'm going to slide out the way so the next poet or whoever can get their shine, man. Much love to y'all.
All right, Larry.
Woo. All right, Miss Poetic-y, I see some hands raising. Let's hope they're ready. They're being on the air right now. Nick, you on the air with Strong Island, Poetic-y, Stevie G.
Downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal. tonight.
Okay, hit it on that note.
What is going on?
Having a day today.
We have a lot of strange element come onto the show.
What is going on?
I think we have a we're having a good time. Woo, I think after that I'm gonna read something.
And Miss Strong Allen.
And the name of this piece is going to be My Heart Was Fluttering. Okay, this is how this piece goes. The pussy was pounding. My heart was fluttering. As your car drove up my path, I hurried around to be present at the door, because I know what you have in store. No games, no thoughts, no foreplay at all. Just some straight-up fucking as we listen to some classic R&B, bringing back all of our memories of love that was once there, but now is replaced with another face. Just get to what you do. I've been waiting to be screwed. Pass the glove, because, you know, without glove, there's no love. Understanding our bodies, cavities, activities, changing now, new things being brought through, making me know this is no school. Hurry, hurry, you will go. Your kids are coming home soon. Just be grateful we got each other for this last screw. And that is my piece.
Woo-wee.
Miss Strong Allen.
Thank you.
I got a little something I wrote since I've been sitting here, since your segment started.
Oh, well, CBG, you on the air with Poetic E and Strong Allen yourself.
It don't have no title. It's just called Nasty.
Okay, now. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. Let me get down there and kiss your inner thigh. Make your body shake and your pussy walls cry. You know you like the way I do this thing. Make your nipples hard and make your pussy lips sing. Slow, strong thrust entice your inner lust. Make my body tighten up until my nuts bust. Explode in ecstasy is what you do for me. Sexy from the flow up. Bikini all in red. Got a brother thinking, and I mean in both heads. Erotic? Not me, I'm just horny, craving for some of your good pussy. That's it, that's my piece.
Drink some cold water with some ice in it after that.
Stevie, you be holding out on us.
No, no, I just wrote that. I don't even write erotic poetry. You know that. I don't know how to be erotic. I just know how to be nasty.
Oh, there you go. We're going to change your name to Hotness after that piece.
Don't switch it up. I ain't never going to be as Hotness as you.
Oh boy. Oh man. All right, well, you know what? We gonna get on to the next caller, but Stevie, that was really an excellent piece. I appreciate you coming, thinking about it and sharing it.
All right, no problem.
You know, so the next caller we gonna take on the air is caller from the 718. You want to air with Strong Island Poetic E and CBG.
Hello.
Hello?
With darkness and silence through the night, I breathe.
Okay, so I don't know what that is, but that ain't the caller. All right, we'll try this again. Okay, Portiki, we're going to try this one more time. Caller from the 718 area code. You on the air?
Strong Island?
Yes.
Hi, guys. It's Sherry.
Hello,
just wanted
my
to
dear.
Let y'all know I was here. I can't get in the chat, but I'm loving the show. I just wanted y'all to know that.
Thank
Blessings,
you.
Myself.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Well, you like to share something with us, my dear?
No, just had to let y'all know I was here, and I'm loving the show. Thank you.
All right, Miss Poeticky, I guess we'll try this one more time. Caller from the 111 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Poeticky, and Stevie G. Okay.
What you say?
Never mind.
Didn't hear you. Say.
Caller from the 318 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, and Stevie G.
Hi, this is Love Me Do again.
Hi, Love Me Do. Welcome.
Hi. I have a piece for you.
Yes,
and it's
my
title, friend. An essential title, Making Love. To you, making love is all I want to do. No arguing, no fighting. Just sweet love that is so delighting. Just us two to do the do. To you, making love is all I want to do. Let's get it on, get it on. Turn off the TV, turn off the phone. Light some candles so we can get tangled. In this mix, there are no triangles. Not three sides to this, but two. Bring the oil and rub me down, and I'll rub you down too. And we'll play the rest by ear. All I want is you here. And to you, making love is what I'll do. And that's that piece.
Woo, my sister, that was cool.
Love Me Do.
Thank you, Love Me Do.
Thank
you. Are you
here? Yes, I'm still here.
Strong, you're a bad influence.
I'm a bad influence. Wow.
Love Me Do.
I take that as a compliment.
Anytime, come through.
All right, baby.
All right, Poeticky, you know what time it is. Got hands raising, anticipating. Let's get to it. Caller from the 65 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, and Stevie G. Caller from the 605 area code. Hello, can you hear me?
All righty then.
All righty. Well, Poeticky, I think we should cool it down a little bit with a little bit of music.
Let me ask you, what is going on tonight with everybody?
It's a gremlin running loose.
we have a lot of gremlins coming in the atmosphere, but that's all right. You know what? Ain't no weapon formed against us. Shall prosper.
True,
that's,
man.
That's
you know that.
Stand on that.
There's always going to be some haters.
Shut up. I don't even know if I'm on the queue. Let me take myself off. Because I could be on the air and y'all running your goddamn mouth.
Ooh.
All right. We're
going to
play a little Maxwell.
I think she don't realize she is on it.
Yeah.
That was some nice, smooth music for all you listeners. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hotness. Well, Poetiki, let's try this again. Hands are waving.
All right.
Let's see what's going to do. Caller from the 605 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island, Poetiki, and Stevie G. Who we have blazing the mic? All right. Okay, so on that note.
Oh, my goodness.
I think we need to get back into the vibe of this. So we're going to do it like this. Strong Island's going to come back to the mic again and going to read another piece for everyone. Woo, to keep things rolling. This piece is called First Encounter. And the piece goes like this.
They come out of rare form tonight.
Yeah, and the only thing going to bring us back is me reading a piece. As I laugh through everything. Okay, as I said, this piece is called First Encounter, and the piece goes like this. Our first encounter was not like the past. It was more of a gentleman status. No ass being uncovered, all hands and pants. Staying right, straight, and in place. Excuse me, a little tongue-tied here today. Start it all over. Rewind. Okay. First encounter, and it starts like this. Our first encounter was not like the past. It was more of a gentleman status. No ass being uncovered, all hands in pants, staying real straight and in place. You had that angelic face. By nightfall, the mood was changing, hurrying to get to that first encounter. Over. Brought about the big throw cover to be placed over each one of our knees because underneath both was in their roar. Ass is showing, pussy's glowing, dick's flowing, growing, and exciting. The pussy that was next to him, a little of touching, probing, excitement, just bursting right out of him. Come on now. Come on now. Just enter real slow. Take time to enjoy the feeling of...
All right. Stevie G, are you there?
Yeah, I'm
still here. Poetiki, can you hear me? Poetiki, can you hear me?
Alrighty. Are you guys there?
Yes.
Yeah, we're here. Where
are
you at?
Oh, for some reason, we went. I couldn't hear anybody.
Ooh. Okay. Well,
have to rewind it one more time.
I guess so. Or just continue from where I stopped, which one you prefer.
Whatever.
I'll continue from where we began. Woo! Okay, rewind a little bit. From a little of touching, probing, excitement just bursting right out of him. Come on now, just enter real slow. Take time to enjoy the feeling of my insides. Closing around your dick, holding on with dear life like it never was explored before. Loving every bit of our first encounter, planning for a re-encounter of multiple orgasms. And that was my piece.
Hey,
a lovable show. This is why I love this show. I love it. It's always making me laugh.
Yes, indeed.
Well, tonight has been some kind of a night. I don't know where all these strangers have been coming in with all this craziness, but hey, I guess
it's a full moon. Gotta be. It's gotta be the full moon.
It's part of life. What you gonna do?
We love them all. We love you all. Thank you. Thank you for even blessing the stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Miss Poetiki and Stevie G, What is in your immediate plans of exploring the poetic world?
I'm about to start doing some spoken word stuff myself, like with musical backgrounds and tracks.
Woo! I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, I'm going to start playing.
CBD, I need you to help me. I just keep getting so many people and listening to help, but then people just fall through. I'm just stuck.
Listening to what, baby?
I said I'm just stuck. Again, I got my project in limbo. I'm just stuck.
Stuck how?
Remember I was telling you about that one particular track that I was supposed to send you the one with the lyrics on. I just cannot. I'm not a lyricist, and it requires, you know, it's a more as a you got the beat that I sent you. And
yeah, but the thing is, I don't even know what the concept is. If you can tell me what the concept is, then maybe I can help you with it.
Right. Yeah, but it's just that's what I was just getting ready to say. I didn't. Every time I record that, it just doesn't. I don't feel it, and I want to feel it, and it has to be right.
Well, that's with anybody.
Nevertheless,
that's with anybody. No matter what you're writing, if you don't feel it, you ain't gonna write it.
Amen.
I feel the words, but I don't feel the
delivery. You mean?
Yeah, the delivery, because it has to be. It's an upbeat kind of tempo, and the way I envision the delivery is just something totally different that's coming out of my mouth. But nevertheless.
Well, one day when you get some time, just hit me up on the telephone, and maybe we can find out what you're talking about over the phone or something.
Yes.
Now, isn't that awesome?
Yes.
We can help each other. That's what I'm talking about. The love that's here.
Yes.
The general love.
It's always great to have togetherness and love. And I think that a lot of times people lose that, and, you know, in their networking and their connections. They don't know how to fellowship and, you know, appreciate one another, love on one another. We just have so many, crabs in a barrel type situations going on. So it's always good when you connect with people that share the same type of values, the heart that you share on a day-to-day basis. That's always great.
That is so true. So true. And this is what I love about y'all, too, because y'all really, truly do give back from your heart. And it's not like somebody has to come to you and pull your neck apart just to get help. It's nice to give help. And that's what I like about both of you.
Thank you. You're strong.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
So I try to do the same when people come to me and ask for help. I try to give it to them the best way I can. You know, even if it's, you know, people... Like, I read people's stuff, and I'll invite them to come to the show, and they'll say, you know, they're scared. Like I was saying before, they're literally scared. And, you know, I'll tell them, you know, I'm scared with you, so we both will be there. I'll hold your hand as you go ahead and get your feet wet. You know, and there's been people who've come through doing exactly that. They were scared out of their minds. But when they got up there, they did what they did, and we enjoyed it. They enjoyed it. They came back again, you know, and that's where it starts from, just giving an opportunity, which I have given to me, which I pay forward to others and give them an opportunity to do the same.
I'm so glad you said that, because that's what it's all about, paying it forward. You know, we lose that in translation somehow to, you know, pay things forward, and that's always awesome to do.
Oh, yeah. Because we wouldn't be anywhere if we didn't give back.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I wish you guys could see all the things that I am seeing. Sean, you're probably able to see all of the, you know, because I had to put things on moderation. It's just sad that people try to interfere
with what somebody else is doing. You know, some of the vulgar comments, I had to put moderation on, so that's why, you know, a lot of comments are not being put into the chat room. But, you know, I see them, and it's just, you know, really saddening that, you know, people would take out the time to just interrupt a person's show by coming in, you know, saying dirty things and things of that nature, trying to interrupt the environment. But we have
called,
a remedy for that. I'm sorry.
You know, it's called ignorance. That's what
yes,
that is.
Yes.
Just plain ignorance.
Yes.
And that's, you're just going to run into that in every aspect of life, no matter what you do, no matter how good you are, no matter how much you pay it forward or don't pay it forward, or whatever you do, you're going to run into people who just don't give a damn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't give a damn.
Absolutely.
If they feel like shit, they don't care.
That's true. That is only true. It is sad because, you know, if you don't have to like everything, but there's no need, there's no reason to really hate. You know, it may not be your thing because
right.
everything ain't for everybody. And, hey, I agree.
Right.
You know, did I wake up and say one day, like, oh, I'm going to be doing erotica? No, I did not. It's just something that I came to do.
You
know, I
said
it.
You do, and don't worry about it. That's all.
That's what I do. I don't pay it no mind. And that's called negativity, and I don't put negativity in this book.
Yes, absolutely. Well, all right. The time has just gone by so quickly.
Yes, 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 it has. And this night has been a long night.
I ran
10 miles today.
You did what?
I ran 10 miles. Not literally, but figuratively. I ran 10 miles today. I'd have fallen if I tried to do 10 miles running.
I was already saying, if you ran 10 miles, you're in good shape.
Hey, I wish. In my dreams, maybe.
All right. 16 seconds remaining in the show.
Yeah, I'd like to thank everyone for coming out to, you know, give support to Strong Island and Central Sheets, for taking time out of their busy schedules, to all the guests. Thank you for coming through. To Black Homeschooler, thank you. To Sherry Williams, thank you. Soft Kisses, definitely thank you. And to my co-host, Poetic E, Stevie G, thank you, 100% thank you for doing what you do.
You're welcome, Strong Island.
All right. Love y'all. Good night.
Good night.